You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now on RNIB Connect Radio, it's time to once again explore various sight loss journeys as we speak to our blind and partially sighted community today. It's a bit of a special one because joining us is someone who has previously and, well, is trying to get back into playing for the Blind England football team. Yes, it's Liam Archer. Liam, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Hubert. How are you?
Very good. Right then, let's start. Before we talk football, which we definitely will do understandably, can you tell us a little bit about kind of your sight condition and how you got diagnosed?
I was born fully sighted when I was six. I had just started year two and my teacher had noticed my handwriting wasn't staying on the line. So I was sent for a sight test in the local opticians. They then sent me on to Moorfields. I was in Moorfields for 20 minutes. I had a scan done and they thought there was a tumour at the back of my eye. So they sent me to Great Ormond Street Hospital. Was in there 2 weeks. And within those 2 weeks, I went from fully sighted to what I am now, which is registered blind or severely sight impaired, whichever terminology you prefer, with light perception.
Now that is quite sudden, especially for such a young age. How did you find adapting to life with sight loss and what did you find most helpful?
It was definitely difficult, you know, going from being sighted for 6 years and then suddenly losing it in 10 days to 2 weeks was a bit of a challenge, but thankfully I had my family around me, so they just treated me in a sense like I was still normal, like nothing had changed, which I think was a massive help. Obviously, it was a shock for everyone, but we just sort of got on with it and adapted, really.
What else did you find that helped you adapt the most to kind of doing things differently?
For me, it was my dad. My dad's a sports coach, PE teacher in a local primary school, which was the primary school that I went to as well. So having him there and him finding almost immediately or definitely within the first year, local sports clubs that catered for visually impaired and blind, I think massively helped.
Now then, let's talk about sport. You have played for England in for the blind football team and you're still trying to get back in. But can you tell us how did that come about?
Again, like I just sort of said, my dad managed to find at the time the only sort of Premier League team that was doing anything was Arsenal. So we went along to a session and just sort of fell in love with it really from the age of about seven. Took a little break till I was about 13. Then by that point it was Tottenham took over, because when Arsenal moved to the Emirates it sort of went downhill. It went from being inside Highbury, they had a massive sports hall with like 3G pitches in it, and it went to a sports hall and it just sort of went downhill. So yeah, when I was 13 I wanted to get back into it. Someone we knew sort of pointed us in the right direction for Tottenham, and not looked back since.
How did it feel when you were first asked to, you know, play for the England football team and represent the team in a competition?
It's a massive honour to go and represent your country in anything you do. So, you know, being told you're coming out to Germany and Spain with us to represent your country was, like I said, a massive honour.
What would you say was your biggest and proudest achievement in your time that you have played for England up to this point?
For me, it must be playing in the Euros back in 2022 out in Italy. Admittedly, I didn't play a lot, but just being, you know, out amongst the boys there and getting that big, you know, competition feeling was really good.
It sounds like you've experienced quite a lot of things and a lot of positives, certainly. When it comes to, you know, education, how did you find the education side of things when it came to sight loss?
Initially, I've got two older brothers as well. So when I initially lost my sight, my family were very adamant that I would stay in mainstream education. In where I live, there's a local sight loss centre or a unit now. I'm not really sure what it is now, but they had a specific primary school and secondary school they wanted you to go to. But obviously, like I just said, my parents said no. You know, he's got friends here, he's got his brothers. So we were very adamant to stay in mainstream, which I did up until I was 18 when I went to the Royal National College for the Blind.
Looking back on your time, at the Royal National College, how did you find that?
It's a lot different. Going from the age of 6 up until 18 in mainstream to then going into a specialist school, but you're going to a place that knows about sight loss. So if you can't, learn there, then where can you learn?
And do you feel are you glad that you've experienced both types of education, both mainstream and specialist, rather than just experiencing one type?
I'm glad I did get to experience both because you can, draw conclusions from both really. So you've had the sighted aspect, and then going to a specialist school just helped to fine tune stuff really for me. I don't know how many people have sort of said, but you also when you're in a specialist place, you get to hear some horror stories about how people were treated in mainstream, and I never really had anything too horrific happen. So it's good to hear other people's opinions as well.
Based on your own experiences and your own sight loss journey and the things, the tricky situations you've managed to overcome and the good things that you've also experienced, what would be your advice to people new to sight loss, to kind of advise them as to, what best to do?
If you're going through sight loss, I would say there is things out there, especially, nowadays now, there's a lot more out there than there was for me 20 years ago. Speak to your local councils about what they can offer you, and join groups that interest you and find your passions back that way.
Fantastic. Liam Archer, we wish you the best luck with the future of your footballing career, and thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.